All righty, everyone, I want to thank you for joining us here at the Queen's Ministry, our morning Bible study that we come together every Sunday morning following our worship experience to study God's Word, to get a word from the Lord that we may be blessed and it will carry us throughout the week. And we were thankful today that we heard the preach word from our pastor talking about where do we go from here after the resurrection, where do we go? And the bottom line is, saints, that we go and we share the good news. Just like Jesus said to the woman at the tomb, go and tell. The angels declared to the woman, he is not here, but he is risen. Go and tell. Well, saints, that's what we do now. That's what's happening after the resurrection. As the early disciples learn upon their marching orders from Jesus, so go and share the good news. That's what we do now. That's where we go from here. From here, meaning the resurrection. And like Thomas, as our preacher, our pastor spoke to us on this morning, as Thomas, we can believe past the physically seeing. And because we can believe by faith in Jesus, we can declare my Lord and my God. Amen, somebody. So on today, as we continue to study God's Word, we want to thank Him for this opportunity to be together. Though it may be virtually, we thank Him for this opportunity to be together. And we pray that He would allow what we are doing here to be a blessing to those in attendance. We're continuing our series on God's love, seen in His grace, seen in His mercy. And on today, we are going to talk continue our second part of the series on God's mercy. We talked about God's mercy. We talked about how it is something that is a part of God that pours out of Him. Just like grace is a part of Him, it pours out of Him, so is His mercy. Let's see what Lamentations 3, 22-23 says. And I'm reading out of the NLT version. And it says, the faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh each morning. Hallelujah, somebody. Brand new mercies each and every day. A fresh new batch of mercies every morning. Oh, I don't know about you, but we should be excited and we should be thankful that God's mercy comes to us every day. Amen. I'm thinking of the time when the Israelites were in the desert and they were marching towards the promised land, and they had to wander around for a while because in the midst of them were some doubters. But when they were being fed by God's grace and His mercy, many began to hoard, thinking that they could gather in so much that they don't have to go back out on another day to get what they needed. Oh, but that wasn't the case, because that they hoarded past one day began to rotten, began to spoil. Because the message is, God was going to supply their need each and every day. And that's what I think about when I see this phrase here, this message in Lamentations 3, that His mercy begin afresh each day. God gives us brand new mercies each day. Not that His mercy stales and gets old, but it's just that He pours on us brand new mercy every day that we don't have to worry about. Glory to God, if there's going to be enough to last. If we were in a setting close to one another, I would say, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, brand new mercies every day is going to last. Amen. Praise God. But we also began this lesson by asking the question to ourselves and to each one, why does God extend mercy to me? Well, the answer came back to us that He extends His mercy to you and to me because He loves us and wants to be in relationship with us. Remember, I just said that God's mercy is an outpouring of Himself. It reflects who He is. So God wants us to know that His mercy is an extension, an expression of His wonderful love for us. It is an act of kindness, an act of compassion, an act of favor. We talked about in the beginning of our lesson that mercy fuels compassion. That's right. Mercy fuels is the undergird of compassion, and it provides promising glints of light in this darkened world. So when we show forth mercy, we're turning on lights for those that can't see, for those that need to see. Glory to God. We are lights in this darkened world. Amen. And just like grace, mercy is a characteristic of our true and living God. Yes, mercy shows kindness. Mercy shows forgiveness. Mercy shows empathy. Mercy doesn't get offended by someone that wants to insult or to hurt, but mercy looks beyond it and compassionately sees a hurting heart behind those hurtful words or even unkind behavior. Mercy is what God showed us. And how dare we not show it to our fellow man? Amen. And so the theme of mercy we talked about is great and significant in the Bible. And we talked about how many times it occurs in the different versions of the translations of God's word. And then we had a working definition of mercy. We talked about mercy again as being compassionate, and that it shows forth love through action. Mercy is compassion. Mercy again is kindness, and it's showing forth love. So if you want to jot down somewhere in your notes, if you haven't already, you can say that mercy is an action word. That's right. Mercy is an action word. It is also the thought behind that it is the withholding of a just condemnation, meaning the person may have deserved to be condemned, may be deserving of punishment, but mercy sometimes withhold that punishment, withhold that condemnation. Amen. Mercy shows forth again empathy and compassion. And we looked about at the Hebrew form of the words for mercy and what they mean. And then we talked even about the Greek form of the word of mercy and compassion. And we saw that they all tie back to, again, rendering need and aid in need. Praise be to God. We talked also about other words that were associated with the thought of mercy, and we went down a list of words like kindness and favor and goodness and showing sympathy or even empathy and faithful love, forgiveness, words that are associated with mercy. And so we end up right here. This is where we're going to start on today for our lesson, continuation of the thought of God's mercy, right there on item line number 5. And the question is, what does mercy reveal about God's character? Good question. What does mercy reveal about God's character? Well, mercy reveals how just and fair, yet loving and compassionate God is. Let me repeat that. Mercy reveals just how just and fair, yet loving and compassionate God is. Amen. So when we look at mercy, we see again a reflection of that in the character or the makeup of our Heavenly Father. And so we come to this thought that we are what? Forgiven. Amen. We are forgiven because of God's mercy. Writer David Mathis writes that God's mercy not only shows us who He is, but also tells us something about ourselves. What is that? It shows us that God is God, that is merciful, loving, compassionate, just, and fair. And it also tells us, get this, that we are children of the one true God. That's right. Mercy points out for us that God is merciful, loving, compassionate, just, and fair. And we are children of the one true God. Again, we are to be excited about all the good things that we hear that are associated with God's mercy. Let's move on. We also know through God's mercy, through His word, that He has written our names. That's right. He has written our names as citizens in heaven, get this, by His mercy. He has written our names as citizens in heaven by His mercy. We talk about, is your name written there? That's right. In the Lamb Book of Life. Is your name there? Well, that's important, saints. We want our name to be listed amongst who's who. You know, sometimes in the world, people equate success and fame by being listed among the world's who's who, whether it's in the billionaire, millionaire club, whether it's in the famous and well-known club, whether it's in high society and that sort of club. But the most important group you want as children of God to see your name listed is in the Lamb Book of Life. Amen. Is your name written there? And by God's mercy, hallelujah, we can expect that our names will be written there as citizens of heaven. Come on, somebody, get excited today. Wherever you are, put those hands together and give God a mighty hand clap of praise. It doesn't matter if nobody's in the room but yourself. You go ahead and praise the Lord. Amen. Let's again move on. What does Hebrews 4:16 tell us we need to do to find mercy and grace to help us in our time of need? I'm not going to read it for you right now, but I would encourage you to go ahead and read that particular verse and find out for yourself right there in the Word what it tells us we need to do. I'm just going to give you my summation of it, Hebrews 4:16, and it says that we need to, get this, boldly approach the throne of grace. Boldly approach the throne of grace. Because if we boldly approach the throne of grace, the Word of God in 4:16 tells us that we would find mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. So the Word of God is encouraging us to come boldly to the throne of grace. There you will find the mercy you need. There you will find the grace that you need. There you will find the peace that you need. There you will find the joy that you need. There you will find the direction and guidance that you need. So come with confidence. Why? Knowing that He cares and hears us. That's how you can boldly approach the throne of grace. But I also want to caution, you just don't come to God any old kind of way. We heard in the teaching moment on the segment of our worship experience today that we don't come to God with impurities or the sinfulness that is sometimes in our heart. We have to ask God to cleanse us of all of those things so that we can come to Him in a right manner, in a right way. And then we want to come to God reverently. That means we want to come respectfully. Yes, the Word says come boldly, but come with respect. What do you mean? Well, it's like approaching, and I'm going back into the natural here, approaching someone of high authority, per se a president or a local higher authority in government. You don't come any old kind of way to that individual. Even thinking about the courtroom, you don't come into the courtroom any old kind of way. The judge will cite you for being disrespectful in his courtroom. Well, that's the same idea and concept when you come to God in the spiritual realm. You want to come with respect, knowing that He is God. Glory to God, and God all by Himself, that He is the great I Am. So you just don't come any old kind of way in His presence. But you come with reverence and awe and look at the majesty and the splendor of our God. But yet the word says even in that you can come boldly. You can come with confidence. You can come not afraid but fearful. And that fearful meaning with awe and reverence and approach him knowing that because he loves us, because he has extended that mercy and that grace upon us, that he will hear us and that he will respond in his way and in his time. Praise be to God. So Hebrews 4:16 again reminds us that we can boldly approach the throne of God. Mercy is manifested in God's activity on behalf of his people to free them from slavery or bondage of sin. I'll repeat that. Mercy is manifested in God's activity on behalf of his people to free them from slavery or the bondage of sin. Yes, Paul puts it this way. We were slaves to sin. And so what mercy does is step in and breaks the chain of slavery of sin over our lives and causes us and allows us to move on to be free from those chains of slavery of sin, to be free from the bondage of sin. Again, you see that? It's God's activity. What did I say earlier? You needed to jot down somewhere on your worksheet that mercy is an action word, and we see God's mercy manifested in his activity of freeing us from the bondage of sin. Praise be to God. Quoting again this author, David Mathis, he also says, when God shows his mercy, he does so with utter intentionality. Let me repeat that. When God shows his mercy, he does so with utter intentionality. He does so saying that he loves us, and I want to show you how much I love you. I love you with an everlasting love. I love you to the point that I want to free you from the sin that's over your life. So when God shows his mercy, he does so with utter intentionality and strength. And we as his creatures get our deepest glimpse of who he is, not just in his sovereignty, but his goodness as well. And so what basically he is saying to us, that God intentionally shows us mercy. That's right. Again, is purposeful. And again, we were in a setting with each one. I would say, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, purposeful. That is with purpose. You have done something with intention and with purpose, not haphazardly or off the cuff. Not because somebody said, go do it, and you ran and did it, but no, you sat down and you thought about it, and you worked it out, and you planned it, and with purpose and with intention, you carried out that thought or that action. Well, that's what God has done with his mercy and his power and his might, his strength. He has shown us mercy intentionally, and to see that he is good. One of the songs I hear on the radio quite frequently, and I'm beginning to really draw to it and love, is one that says, I see the goodness of God all over our lives. Amen. And so when we get a glimpse of God's mercy, it is because of his goodness that he is sharing it, because of his ability to share it as Lord, as Savior, as God, that he can share it. We can appreciate that he is doing it with intention. Praise be to God. So mercy is an expression of who he is and his love for us. Basically, that's what I was just saying, using that quote by this particular author, David Mathis, in that mercy is an expression of who he is and his love for us. Can I get an amen, somebody? Well, praise be to God. Let's move on. Item line number 6. Here's the question. What are the benefits of God's mercy? Ooh, Well, let's take a moment and think about that. What are the benefits of God's mercy? Well, the benefits of God's mercy include peace, love, joy, and the list goes on. And so I would say whatever else you want to insert there that you feel are the benefits of God's mercy, you go right ahead. If you want to say forgiveness of my sins, if you want to say salvation of my soul, if you want to say keeping me so that I can live for Him, those are the benefits of God's mercy. They include, again, His peace. They include His love. They include His joy. Amen, somebody. It is multifaceted, God's mercy. That's it. It is multifaceted. There is so much connected to God's mercy. Again, remember, He does it with intentionality and in His strength and power so that we can see His goodness all over us. Praise be to God. But yes, just to list a few items, mercy include His peace, His love, and His joy. And so I challenge you today to find one more item you want to insert on that line that you believe is a benefit of God's mercy. Alrighty, what does Lamentations, we read Lamentations 3, tell us about God's mercy? Well, I started out this lesson today reminding you that God's mercy is what? New every day or morning. That's what Lamentations 3 told us, that God's mercy is new every day and morning. Brand new mercies I see every day and every morning. Praise be to God. Psalms 86 and 15 in the NIV version tell us, and you're going to be able to insert these words in from the statement, from the scripture text that is already on your worksheet. I'm looking at 86 and 15, and this is in the NIV, so all you have to do is just insert the words here. But it says that the Lord is a compassionate, amen, the Lord is a compassionate and gracious God. I'll repeat that so you can write in those words. The Lord is a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger. That is so good news to me. Slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. I'll repeat the whole statement there, whole verse there, so you can insert again those words that are missing on your worksheet. And it says from Psalms 86:15, that the Lord is a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Amen. Then we see in verse 16 that the writer asks God to show forth what? Again, let's go back to that. His strength. The writer in verse 16 says, let us see your strength. So we know today that it's in His strength that He shows us not only how powerful He is, that He is also sovereign, but His goodness also. Amen. So mercy shows us God's strength, His power and His might, but also His goodness. And so the writer right there in verse 16 in Psalms 86 shows us, or says that the writer wanted to see God's strength. And then we go on to James 2:13 in that B clause, and it says, to our eternal benefit, what does this verse tell us? That mercy triumphs over judgment. Amen. James 2:13b, B clause, tells us, or that verse in James 2 and 13 tells us that mercy triumphs. That means it wins over. It overtakes. It demonstrates more power than judgment. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What are you saying there? Well, again, let's go back to ourselves. We all are sinners that were saved by God's grace and His mercy. We were deserving of punishment. But God instead showed us mercy. That's right. God instead showed us mercy. We were deserving of punishment. But God instead showed us mercy. So mercy triumphs over the judgment that we should have experienced. But God, again, in His love for us, in His desire to show His compassion, says, no, I'm going to give them the opportunity to be reconciled with me through my Son Jesus, who will be the propitiation for their sins. That's right. Jesus stands in as the substitute for our punishment. He died that we might live. He arose that we too can live again. He lives in heaven preparing a place that we can meet Him one day. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, somebody. Aren't you glad about Jesus? Those of us that are former members of the Merritt Park family, we grew up hearing, or we learned to hear constantly that phrase, aren't you glad about Jesus, as it would be uttered by the late Elder Mary McGriff, as she would get excited about the goodness of God and the blessings of God and the grace and mercy of God. And she would say to those in her hearing, aren't you glad about Jesus? Yes, today I am glad about Jesus. I am thankful for Jesus because of His love for us, because of His compassion for us, because of His thoughtfulness, His intention on saving us. We can now find ourselves in a place of being cared for and having a restoration or reconciliation with God the Father. Amen, somebody. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to end our lesson right there. I'm going to stop because I know I've given you so much to chew on, and I don't want you to get so caught up that you missing out. So this is a chance to just take it in, take a deep breath and say, praise be to God for God's mercy. Amen. For that brand new mercy we see every day, every morning. Praise be to God. So I want to thank you again for joining us here at the Queen's Ministry. I pray that you've been blessed by this word, again, of God's mercy, His love for us, and His compassion for us, and that He intentionally shows it so that we can get a glimmer, a glimpse of His character and who He is. I just want to close out in prayer, believing God today for you, no matter what you may be experiencing in your life. Know today that God loves you. And as Hebrews tells us, that we can boldly go before the throne of grace. Won't you go before God today, as we see in Hebrews 4:16, and begin to believe God for whatever it is you need for your life. Father, we thank you on today for the word. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for you extending your mercy on our behalf. Oh, God, you didn't have to do it, but we're so thankful today that you did. And because of your mercy, because of your love and kindness, because of your compassion, because of your willingness to forgive us, Lord God, we move from being enemies to being friends. We move from being just friends, but to being your children, children of the Most High God. And so on today, we thank you today for your goodness, how your mercy is shown to us intentionally so that we can live a life that's pleasing in your sight, that sin no longer has a hold on us, that we can come before your throne of grace and mercy and find what we need in our hour of need. Glory to God. We thank you on today for your mercy that is new every morning, so we can wake up to new mercies, wake up to new love, wake up to new compassion over our lives so that we can live life to the fullest on today. Bless now your people. We pray whatever need that is in place right now, God, we ask that you would meet it, that you would intervene in the lives of your people in your way and in your time, that you release blessings, Lord God, in our lives. We thank you now, Father. Oh God, we do declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Bless now, we pray. Continue to have your way is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we thank you for joining us here at the Queen's Ministry Bible Breakfast Fellowship. This is Elder Mary Ellis. I want to thank you for being a part, and I pray that the Lord has blessed you and that you receive something that you can take with you. Remember, God's mercy, His mercy triumphs over judgment. Know today, God loves you with an everlasting love.